Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. Jesus said, "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." Me first. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Me first. Have you ever said that, or thought it? Maybe it was about the first slice of cake, being first in line, or getting a turn with something fun. Sometimes it even happens at school, or on the playground. Kids aren't the only ones who think this way. Grown-ups do too, even if they don't say it out loud. Adults like to be noticed, thanked, or chosen first too. That me-first feeling sneaks into all our hearts sometimes. But Jesus was different. Jesus lived with a you-first attitude. He didn't think about himself first. He thought about others first. As we enter Lent, we see this clearly. Jesus knows he is going to suffer and die, but he still spends time teaching his disciples. He patiently helps them learn how to serve God with humble hearts. Jesus teaches them something important. Don't do good things just so people notice you. Don't chase things like money, popularity, or being number one. Those things don't save you. What matters most is loving God and trusting Him. That's a great lesson, but it's also a hard one. Just like the disciples, we mess this up a lot. We put ourselves first. We get upset when we're not noticed or chosen. When we realize that, we see how much we need Jesus' forgiveness. So we come to God humbly. We don't brag or show off. We pray honestly. And God does something amazing. He forgives us, loves us, and promises us a home in heaven. Not because we earned it, but because Jesus already did the work for us. This is why Ash Wednesday is important. We come together to admit our sins, not to show off, but because our hearts are sorry. We stand with other believers and say, "Yes, we need Jesus." And then we hear the best words of all. "You are forgiven." We fold our hands and bow our heads for prayer. Dear God, help us notice when we put ourselves first instead of you or others. Keep us humble. Help us say, "I'm sorry," for our sins and trust your forgiveness. Fill our hearts with joy so we can share your love with others and put them first. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.